Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin has welcomed the deal agreed yesterday, but he's been worrying about how it might end up affecting some businesses here.
In essence, the avoidance of a no-deal Brexit was very, very important, because I've been consistently saying that it's caused immense damage and would cause immense damage to Ireland and to the United Kingdom and to parts of Europe. I think Northern Ireland is getting the best of both worlds economically, which is something I've been saying since the outset of Brexit, that some form of economic zone should be developed. And I think this deal does, with the customs arrangements, give, and I think we heard it this morning from Northern Ireland business representatives, it gives them access into the UK and the European Union. I think, though, it's a hard Brexit for East-West. That's a worry. Now, that's not that's more or less because of Boris Johnson's insistence on coming out of the customs union and coming out of the single market. So in a year and a half, or whenever that full trading deal gets discussed, we need to be conscious of that, that spells a bit of trouble for agri-food industry and our SMEs who export into Britain because of this insistence of Boris Johnson that he wants to be outside the customs union.
And that was Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin. And let's talk a little bit more about the deal and what it means for trade between the two islands in particular. Danny McCoy, the chief executive of the employers group IBEC. You're very welcome indeed to the News at One. Danny McCoy, thank you for joining us. Your view of this deal?
I'd actually concur with Micheál Martin's view there, is taking it in parts. Obviously, it has to go through on tomorrow in Westminster, but it is the avoidance of the no-deal cliff-edge disruption. I think everybody would be very relieved about that. Mm-hmm. We weren't able to prepare for it. But he's also right in setting out that now what's becoming crystallised is that if it is a Prime Minister Johnson-led government, that's a big if, obviously, that you will see Britain go into a different customs union. So the border in the Irish Sea, it will be a hard border in the sense that we will have tariffs potentially, but also regulation and administration. So the costs are going to go up for Irish business and then in turn for Irish consumers. So it's a harder form of Brexit than Theresa May was suggesting.
And to that point, I remember a few weeks ago, this was in the context of no deal, the Financial Times headline about the cost of the red tape of the customs forms, and just filling out all those forms and extra pieces of paper, that would be $15 billion a year to the UK economy. Now, obviously, this is not a no-deal Brexit, but it gives you an idea of the scale of the cost of the new regime that's to come.
It does. So that's avoided in the sense of a no-deal would have the virtue of coming at us immediately. So whatever the future deal will be, there will be some costs, hopefully not as extreme as the World Trade Organization rules. And I suppose that's the other aspect from yesterday, is around the transition. We got so caught up in the withdrawal, we're done for 3 years, still not over. But the withdrawal was supposed to be easy, leaving one house to go to another. And then the rules of engagement between the two houses was going to take a bit of time. So the transition at the moment will end in 2020, because that was the one that was put in place and hasn't been amended. That's going to be far too short. And I'm sure there will be an extension to that transition, because in essence, the virtue of a transition period is that when you leave the port, you want to know which port you're going to. At the moment, if they leave the port with no future arrangement, we're just going to go out to sea and be at sea for quite some time. So the transition period, I think, becomes the next most important milestone for us. And then for the Northern Ireland dimension, the consent aspects, they start to come in at the end of a transition period. So I guess we're probably looking at a transition period of quite a number of years as well before we actually see a decoupling from the trade position we find ourselves in Britain today. So there may be more good news if that transition period can be extended.
Exactly, because most observers believe it's going to have to be extended, and then a Prime Minister Johnson or whoever else it might be, and then another Prime Minister after that, are likely to have a pass at it. So this could chop and change significantly before we know the final shape.
It is, and just, it gets confusing, but just not to distinguish between extending the period of time for the withdrawal, which may happen now with the BEN Act, that's actually still the withdrawal phase. The transition period is when the withdrawal has happened. How much time do you have to get ready for the future? At the moment, the transition period is not fit for purpose, the one that ends in 2020. There's going to be a new, on the point when Britain withdraw, whether it's on the 31st of October or into 2020. The transition period will start at that point, and in my view, that transition period will probably be quite a number of years. So all of the features around consent and so on in Northern Ireland is going to keep pushed for half a decade to a decade into the future.
Danny McCoy, Chief Executive of the Employers Group IBEC, thank you very much indeed.